change could be coming to the way cost of living increases are calculated, giving federal employees and retirees one more thing to worry about these days. And you thought the shutdown and constant threats to pay and benefits were enough. Well, Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joins us now to explain the debate over using a chained CPI. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
All right, Jason, so let's start off with what the chained CPI is and why are some of these organizations against it?
Well, the chained CPI, or Consumer Price Index, is the idea that future cost of living adjustments will be based on the formula that actually determines how much the price of consumer goods and services are increasing. Basically, they're chaining it, if you will, to inflation. The idea is to chain the CPI to all COLAs, Social Security, Veterans Benefits, Federal Employee Retirement, and many, many others. Currently, those receiving these types of benefits use a formula called the CPIW, which has been around since 1996. Now, the CPIW is based on the inflation felt by urban wage earners or clerical workers, and basically what the chain CPI does is go much broadly. Now, the idea has been floated to move to a chain CPI by the White House, by members of Congress, and to use it for all future COLAs. Now, the National Active Retired Federal Employees Association, the Military Officers Association of America, the American Foreign Service Association, and many others believe this formula, chain CPI, would actually hurt federal workers, veterans, and people with disabilities. Elaine Hughes is NARF's national secretary. She spoke Wednesday in front of dozens of boxes of coupons sent to NARF by their members in reaction to the suggestion by some members of Congress that using the chain CPI would mean seniors and retirees would just have to clip a few more coupons to make up the difference.
Under the chained CPI, the average federal retiree would lose $48,000 over 25 years. Do you know how long it takes to clip $48,000 worth of coupons? Do you know how many shoe boxes it takes to store $48,000 worth of coupons? Well, you're looking at it right here and now. For seniors who rely on the average Social Security benefit of $15,000 a year, the chain CPI would cost them $23,000. The chain CPI would, on average, rob retired military members of $42,000.
Now, the groups say using the chain CPI would actually get worse as retirees and beneficiaries get older. For example, a disabled veteran receiving benefits at age 30 would lose $1,400 a year by age 45. And then by age 55, they'd lose $2,300 a year. And by age 65, they'd be losing $3,200 a year. The group says as people get older, they need the benefits the most, and the money shouldn't be shrinking as they need those benefits more. Phil Odom is the retired Air Force colonel and a deputy director for government relations at the Military Officers Association.
In our estimation, chain CPI is an insidious, radical change that should be called out for what it really is. It's a cut. It's a cut in the budget. Retired veterans who are disabled as a result of the service to our nation will be severely impacted by the chain CPI. And it would clobber military retirees and veterans as well by reducing the retired pay earned by years of arduous service of members who do retire, their VA disability pay acquired by wounds and injury in combat, and their Social Security annuity. So in our estimation, it's a triple whammy on the military.
And for those federal employees who didn't serve in the military, it could be a double whammy, especially if they're under the Federal Employee Retirement System, or FERS, because both their pensions and their Social Security benefits would be impacted. And if you're just under the Civil Service Retirement System, CSRS, well, it's only a single whammy, but at the same time, everyone would feel the pinch, according to these groups.
I'm just still trying to figure out how long it would take to clip $42,000 worth of coupons if you had to do it all at once. But Jason, I guess the question is, do they have other options or suggestions to change how the COLA is calculated if it would result in a change up or down?
Well, I think that the groups realize the current status quo obviously is not a good option. The CPIW, which is what they're using since 1996, is not accurate, and they say in the chain CPI, as you heard, is a cut. Jessica Clement is the legislative director for NARF. She explains what NARF and others believe is a better option.
A great alternative would be the CPIE, which actually measures the buying habits of those over the age of 62 in this country. The current formula, the CPIW, doesn't even accurately reflect how seniors spend their money. The chain CPI only exacerbates that problem.
Clement says there's widespread support in both houses of Congress, And even some have introduced resolutions to use the CPIE. But she says because the CPIE most likely would increase COLAs annually, it's not a big part of the conversation. Now, other experts say, well, the CPIE is flawed as well. Experts say it's only a subset of what they call the CPIU. Now, I know this is a lot of CPIs, but that's why we have it all on federalnewsradio.com to make life a little easier. But the CPIU measures inflation for urban consumers, and there are questions about whether the CPIE will actually accurately measure the rising cost of health care. Senator Bernie Sanders says another option is out there. It's called raising the cap on the amount of any one person pays into Social Security.
What we know as the solution to the Social Security issue is you scrap the cap. That's what you do. And what you do is what Barack Obama proposed when he first ran for president in the year 2008. Right now, all of you know, somebody makes $100 million a year, somebody makes $113,000 a year. Both of those people are contributing the same amount in terms of Social Security taxes. You lift that cap, you can do as Obama suggested in 2008. You could even start, not at 113, start at 250,000. You do that, Social Security is safe for the next 50 to 75 years.
Now, of course, that idea doesn't have much legs either. Many believe it becomes a tax on the wealthy, and that's something that's not easy to get through Congress.
Jason, how much support is there for moving to a chained CPI formula? Is it even part of the discussion?
I mean, I had the same question in many ways because I asked Jessica Clement from RF, why are you even holding this today when we haven't really heard too much about it? There's been not a discussion on a ground bargain. There's not been a discussion any sort of bargain that would close, that would reopen the government, that would fix the deficit, that would, you know, continue to reduce spending. In the past, there has been some talk about a chain CPI, but nothing recently. But Clement and others say there's an estimation that the chain CPI could save the government as much as $400 billion over 10 years. And since the White House included it in their budget proposal for 2014, members of Congress have brought it up many times in the past. NARF and others wanted to get in front of this discussion because, as Jessica Clement said, once it's on the table, it's on the table. And they don't even want to be even come close to the table. I also spoke with Gary Roundtree. He's a retired Postal Service employee and a retired Marine, and now is the first vice president and legislative director for NARF's Maryland chapter. He says the rally was important to both raise awareness and their concern over the idea of the chain CPI. Now, Congresswoman Janet Schakowsky is a Democrat from Illinois. She says the White House is aware of the concerns around the chain CPI formula.
I actually have had a conversation directly with the president about it, and I'm hopeful that at the end of the day that will not be part of his offering on the table. If there's going to be a conversation about Social Security, it should be completely separate from this budget negotiation, wherever the suggestion comes from.
Ms. Schakowsky says there's a growing number of people in Congress and those representing federal employees, veterans, and seniors, obviously, who do not support this chain CPI approach. Now, the other side of the coin is there are several big thinkers who actually do believe chain CPI makes sense, including the Simpson-Bowles Commission, the Dominique Rivlin Task Force, the Gang of Six in the Senate, and, of course, as we talked about earlier, the White House proposed the change in 2014 as part of a broader budget negotiations, and that obviously carries a lot of weight as well. So this is something that's not going to be going away, and I think NARF and Military Officers Association and others are just trying to kind of shake the tree a little bit, put up some fireworks and say, hey, this is not acceptable.
And Jason, riddle me this. The total cost over 25 years or so aside, if the chained CPI is supposed to be based on the price of consumer goods and services and how much they're going up, someone who can afford a loaf of bread today using this chained CPI could still afford a loaf of bread in 20 years, right?
Well, of course, loaf of bread is a good example. But if the loaf of bread costs you $2.99 today and it costs you $4.99 tomorrow, I mean, in 20 years, will the chain CPI go up by that same, percentage? And the concern is it won't because it's not an accurate measure of the cost of living for seniors, people over 62 years old.
But, Jason, just to clarify the terms we've been talking about, one of the people we quoted said this is a cut, no way about it. What it really is a reduction in the rise in payouts, but not an actual cut in anybody's benefits.
Well, I think what they're saying is that actually it is a cut in benefits, because the way that chain CPI has worked is it's gone up less. And it has not gone down, correct, but it has gone up less than what you've seen under the CPIW or even some of the experiments that the Bureau of Labor Statistics has done around the CPIE. So I think that their concern is that if you move to a chain CPI, the beneficiaries would get less money in the long run than if you stayed with the CPIW or went to the CPIE.
Yeah, so the delta is in what they would get how much less they would get. More.
Correct.
I didn't say
correct.
That quite right. It's going to go up, but just not as much.
Correct. And they're concerned that if it doesn't go up as much, it's not going to keep up with inflation. And in the end, these service members, these federal retirees, will be out of luck in the sense that they won't be able to keep up with inflation.
All right. Well, another thing to throw in the mix that's roiling Washington right now. Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. Thanks for that report.
My pleasure.